I want to say, first of all, that we must not quibble about details. The facts are on the table, and the facts have been presented by Arne Burkhardt a week ago, and the facts are damning. All gene-based vaccines, independent of manufacturers, produce the same result in the vaccinees. He has looked at 15. In the last 4 days, the number has been increased to 70 individuals who died after vaccination without any connection to vaccination being established by the authorities. So these were people who died at home, at work, in the car, doing their sports, etc., etc., etc. This is very, very important. Postmortems were performed because the relatives insisted on this, and nothing was found. So the organs appeared normal. However, when Arne Burkhardt, professor of pathology, one of the most experienced professors in Germany, who is now pensioned, by the way, like me, proceeded to look at these organs over the last 6 months. He has spent day after day looking at these organs. He discovered something that was so absolutely damning and absolutely, there's no question now anymore about what is going on. And the answer is in the organs of these people, in 90%, he found clear evidence for autoimmune self-attack by killer lymphocytes on the tissues. The main ones being the heart, the lung, and after that, other tissues such as liver, etc., etc., etc. And this has been now posted on the website of the Doctors for COVID Ethics and is going viral around the world because these data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. Are killing the young and the old, and they are killing our children. And so I don't know what we're talking about. Look at these pictures. Look at these bullets that are being shot into the people who are being vaccinated, the children who are, we made this video and said, we're going to say, all right, children, stand up against the wall. This is a water pistol, and you're going to be shot with this water pistol, and it's not going to hurt. The water may get into your eyes, they may burn. Kati, the eyes may burn, but nothing will happen, and you will be protected, and you will protect your parents and grandparents. All this bullshit. So the children are set up against the wall. And they shoot. These damn people are shooting and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a four-year-old son and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot. Now, it is now known that autoimmune attack reactions leading to self-destruction are being triggered by these vaccines. Now, what Arne Burkhardt found was that in 90% of the deceased aged 28 to 90, women and men, 1 to 1, who were never thought to have been killed because of these vaccines, He found the same pathological findings in all of them. And this proves that the vaccine had killed them. Now, if the vaccine had killed 90% of these people by causing self-destruction of the heart via autoimmune reactions, which were, we can't prove this, but the only common denominator was the vaccination with this damn gene-based vaccine that caused the production of this damn spike in the tissues, there is no other reason for them to have died. There is no other reason. Now, listen very carefully, all of you. Four of these 15 were only vaccinated once and they died. And what Anna Burkhardt found, and I tell you, Anna Burkhardt is one of the most experienced pathologists in Europe. And when he says this is so, it is so. And he has pictures that are now documented and can never be destroyed. They are there for everyone in the world to see and view. When he says that killer lymphocytes have invaded the hearts and the lungs and sometimes other organs of these people, the question arises, why the hell do killer lymphocytes invade the organs? And the only answer is that these organs are producing the targets that are seen by these killer lymphocytes. And that target is the viral protein. Because this is how immunology has worked since the beginning of mankind and is still working now. Now, you politicians and you authorities, look at these pictures. Look at these people who have died. These people who have been killed because of you. I can't stand it. How do we continue talking about this? The proof is there, laid out for the world. Now, let me tell you the next thing. It is completely clear that the majority of people who are being vaccinated, be it one or two times, after two times, of course, it gets worse. After three times, it gets worse and worse and worse, because your immune system gets more and more aggressive. Now, the first thing has been that through the first injection, your blood vessels become leaky. They become leaky because the tapestry is being scratched and damaged, as we have been saying for 1 year now. Then the mRNA leaks into your organs and your heart muscles and your liver and your lung begin to produce these damn proteins. And then your killer lymphocytes, which everyone has these killer lymphocytes, go in and destroy themselves. Destroy your heart, your lung, your liver, your blah, blah, blah. Why don't you stop? Why don't you force your politicians and your authorities to stop? Why? Why are we talking about them? Now, the last thing, and then I'm finished. Listen very carefully. This is what we've been saying for months now, pointing out that these damn vaccines, of course, get to the lymph nodes. Of course, those lymph node cells are going to start producing these damn spikes. And of course, those cells that dare to produce the spikes are going to be killed by the killer lymphocytes that we all have. What is going to happen? Question mark. Your lymphocytes and the cells that are responsible for immune control over your body are dying. They are dying. They are dying in those poor children that are being vaccinated. They are dying in those poor people, adults, from 20 to 90. What happens when these sentinel lymphocytes in your lymph nodes die? They are responsible for controlling, first, viruses that are in your body, like Epstein-Barr virus, in German, Epstein-Barr virus, in infectious mononucleosis, that if you can't control it, will explode. Okay. Herpes virus, if you can't control it, explodes and you get your shingles. My God, is this so difficult to understand? Is it so difficult? But I will tell you something else. There are so many more damn dangerous infectious agents that are sleeping in the bodies of billions of people around the earth. The first is tuberculosis. Do you know that I also harbor the tuberculosis bacterium in my body, but I keep it under control by my lymphocytes in my lymph nodes? If I kill those lymphocytes, because they are going to be killed by their brothers and sisters because they dare to express this damn protein, my protection against tuberculosis is going to break down. There's another disease called toxoplasmosis, which is abound around the world, especially the Mediterranean. And if toxoplasmosis breaks out, God help you, but God help you if tuberculosis breaks out. Tuberculosis once was the major killer of mankind. So, months ago, we, the doctors of COVID ethics, wrote an essay which you can look up, Shots and Shingles, What Are They Telling Us? And we wrote in that essay that we feared that dormant infections with viruses and bacteria like tuberculosis would explode. Now, when they would explode, no one knows. Tuberculosis needs time to explode. These bacteria are very slow. So, 2 days ago, I received a mail from my colleagues here in Germany, and they said, strange. We have seen a woman with symptoms in her abdomen that we could not explain. We have never seen anything like this, and we did not know what she had. She had fever, she had pain, and she was suffering. Point. But after about 2 weeks, we did offensive diagnostics, and we found out that she had tuberculosis reactivation the whole of her abdomen, and she's fighting for her life right now as we talk to each other, because tuberculosis is very difficult to treat, especially if they are multi-resistant, which many are. Now, I predict, we have predicted this, that because of this damn vaccination, there's going to be an upsurge of tuberculosis worldwide, especially in those countries where the tuberculosis bacterium has been lying dormant in the bodies of these people, and that is India, Africa, all of Asia. Not, unfortunately, among the politicians of Europe who have been vaccinated, because they then would see what it is to die of tuberculosis. Now, you know, I'm getting very emotional because my people, the Thais, are targeted. And the people of India, and I also come from India, are targeted. And I tell you, don't ask about whether it's short term or middle term or long term. Tuberculosis kills you on a long term basis, as, by the way, do tumors. And you all must know that there's an explosion of cancer and tumors now among the vaccinated, which no one understands. But it is the same principle. The lymphocytes in your body are responsible for keeping tumor cells under control. And these tumor cells arise every day, every hour in your body. And if you don't control them, you are going to be the target. So stop talking about incidents, about deaths. Start looking for these effects. Start looking for viruses, herpes, EBV, CMV that kills children in mothers' wombs, all right? Tuberculosis, toxoplasmosis, cancer. And I swear to you, you are going to find things that horrify you if you do not stop this vaccination madness. That's what I wanted to say today.